The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Oh, hello, and thanks for clicking. Recently, Manx Radio celebrated its 55th birthday. We were officially opened on the 23rd of November 1964 by the then Lieutenant Governor Sir Ronald Garvey. We'd actually begun broadcasting earlier in 1964 for a limited number of hours per day, basically doing news, weather, lost cats and dogs, that kind of thing.
This is the medium wave service of Manx Radio, the only licensed commercial radio station in Great Britain, the first ever station to be authorised to broadcast in the medium wave band with a local commercial service for the people of the Isle of Man.
This is the voice of Manx Radio's managing director of the time, John Grierson.
Check your time by the Manx Radio chime. It's just 2 o'clock. This is Manx Radio, and so we come to the end of our programmes for today. The station's now closing down until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, when we shall be bringing you another 6 hours of happy listening on 188 metres in the medium wave band and on 89 and 91.2 megacycles. To those who guard the lighthouses of our sea-washed shores, may tonight be peaceful, immune from fog. And to the police force and fire brigade, our thanks to you for your constant vigil. To mothers everywhere tending their little ones, may your tasks in the home be easily accomplished. And to all the rest of you, wherever you may be, in sickness or in health, may this message on your island radio convey our thoughts. From John Grierson, a happy evening, a good night's rest, and goodbye, bye, 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 bye.
And do you know what? Manx Radio was having a great time in 1964 until that large black ship arrived in Ramsey Bay.
This is Radio Caroline North, resuming its transmissions for another day. We sincerely hope that our programmes and products will please you throughout the day. Radio Caroline broadcasts from its studios on board the good ship NV Caroline, which is permanently at anchor in international waters, 3.5 miles off the Bay of Ramsey, Isle of Man. We invite you to stay tuned for the early morning show, a programme of lively listening pleasure, which will get underway in just a few minutes. In the meantime, welcome to another new day and good listening to you from all of us on board Radio Caroline.
Well, Manx Radio has changed a lot in 55 years. Doesn't matter how you wrap it up, the nation station, the sound of your life, making waves, whatever you call it, it's still decent local commercial radio. And radio in general has changed as well. For instance, the BBC have come up with a novel new idea. Wait for it. The Sound of Silence, a radio programme featuring the all-consuming silence of a walk along the coast of Greenland, is among the BBC's audio highlights for this Christmas. The Radio 3 show called Greenland, an Arctic Sound Walk, is an example of slow radio, which helps you, the listener, detach yourself from today's frenzied world with more restful content. Author Horatio Clare will hike through the vast emptiness, experiencing the silence and brutal force of the elements. The BBC said we pick out the beatings of ravens' wings, the crackle of frozen streams, the screaming winds, and the sudden all-consuming silence when everything stands still. Wow, how radio's changed since 1964.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.